everybody. Thank you for coming. My presentation is comparing the health profile of older adults with IDD to the general population. So Jim Reamer and Sumitra Murphy are the co-author of this paper. I have no relationship to disclose. So first of all, we know the lifespan of individuals with IDD have increased substantially over the last year, last century. But however, older person with IDD are at great risk of age-related chronic disease. And also, we know person with IDD may age differently based on the nature and severity of their disability and other coexisting disorders. So, the purpose of this study is to compare the health profile, including health status, preventive health care, use, and health behaviors between the older adults aged 50 and over with the IDD and the general population using the BIRTH 2009 and 2010 data. The reason we use this data is because that's the time we collect data for this study. I think most of you know about the BIRTH, so I kind of just skip this. So the finding is from NIDER. So this is part of the data we use from a longitudinal study. It's still ongoing, and we are in a year 5 data collection right now, and also a Special Olympic supplement to provide us the incentive for the participants for this study. There's 373 subjects from this study who are age 50 and over, from longitudinal health and intellectual disability study. The survey instrument we use is the longitudinal health and intellectual disability survey. The data we collect, we use mixed methods, which means they can choose either paper or online to fill out the survey. It took about 25 minutes to fill out the survey. The survey includes 3 sections. The first section is health and function, including health status, chronic health conditions, and we have a list of over 40 health conditions. We ask them, does he or she have any of the following conditions based on a diagnosis from a doctor? So this is a more proxy report data. The second section is the healthy behaviors, including physical activity, weight control, and dietary habits, smoking, alcohol, and oral hygiene, and social participation. And the last session is social demographics, including the characteristics of people with IDD and their employment and day program service and participation. The major here in the study including age, gender, race, employment status, and living arrangements. Health status, we look at proxy reported 5-point microscale from poor to excellent. And we also asked about the healthy days in the past 30 days. The chronic health conditions in this present study only including the follow, including obesity, arthritis, heart condition, stroke, diabetes, asthma, anxiety disorder, depression, and cancer. So be able to compatible with the BIRTH data set. We also have falls in the last 12 months. For the preventive health services, including physical exam in the past year, flu shot in the past year, colon cancer screen, did you ever have colon screen? And the rectal, I'm not talking about rectal, and so I take this out. But we also have mammogram and pap smear test. In terms of health risk behaviors, including insufficient physical activity, which means if they do not meet the recommendation, have less than 120 minutes moderate physical activity a week, then we consider as insufficient. Fruit and vegetable intake is defined by less than 5 servings per day. Again, that's according to the recommendation. Current smoking status and alcohol consumption. So data analysis, descriptive statistics, frequency and the point prevalence rate. And the comparison, we use the prevalence rate and calculate the standard error and use 95 confidence interval as comparison. So if they are overlapping, which means there's no difference. If they are out of the range, then there's difference, statistically different. This just give you a sense of the demographics. So the age, there's about 62% in this sample size. In this sample, it's age 50 and 59, about 38% are age 65 and over. Male, female, it's evenly distributed. Over two-thirds of them, there's no mobility limitations. About 20% adults have Down syndrome, and 13 have CP, and about 6% have autism spectrum. Majority of them are white, so 94%. And about over 50%, they say they are employed either part-time or full-time. Okay, so over about 50%, either they have a mild or moderate intellectual disability. Just be aware of that about 30% people, they do not know, do not report that they are ID labeled. So in terms of residential type, over 50% of them live with family member, and the other 45% live in their own home or supported living arrangement. Less than 10% is in foster care. Okay, and so basically, this just show you that in the birth, for the people age 50 and 59, in the lead data, it's about the same in terms of employment rate. But for the age 60, in our data, they seem they have a little bit higher for the employment rate. Okay, in terms of health status, just show you that adults with IDD, they are more likely to be reported having good or fair health condition, health status. But compared to the general population, they are more likely to be reporting have excellent or very good. For obesity, again, there's no difference in terms of age 60 and over. However, in the age 50 and 59, people with IDD, all people with IDD tend to have a higher obesity rate, so 42% versus 32%. Arthritis, again, actually, in the general population, they have a higher arthritis rate in both age group 15, 59, and 60 and over. And heart condition, actually, it's for the people with IDD, they have a higher rate of heart conditions than general population. The stroke, that's there's no difference in terms of age 50 and 59, 60 years old and older, but for the younger age 50 and 59, the general population a little bit higher. And then there's no difference in terms of diabetes in both groups. In asthma, again, there's a little bit higher for the general population versus the least population. But there's no difference in terms of age 60 and over. For the anxiety disorder, there's no difference in age 50 and 59 category, but in 60 and over, there's about two times higher for the people with IDD have anxiety disorder. Same thing, similar pattern happened in depression. So as you can see, that age 60 and over, they have 27% versus 15% general population. And the cancer, since the general population is higher than the DD population here. In terms of falls, we ask people if they have experienced falls in the last 12 months. I want to point out is that for the birth, beta, they asked in the last 3 months. So that's a possible. So they have a lower rate of the fall rates. But in the paper we published 2012 at AJID General, actually shows that it'd be interesting to look at the fall prevalence rate and the predictor. You can look at that paper as the it shows really high prevalence rate for this population. Actually, they are younger. It's comparable for the general population in their aging. So just the key finding of the summarize. So older people with IDD are well more likely to be reported to be in good or fair health than the general population, and also have higher percentage of heart condition and falls. And also, they have a however, they have lower rate of arthritis, stroke, and asthma, and cancer compared to the general population. And age 50 to 59, they have more likely to be obese. And anxiety and depression are very prevalent in age 60 and over. In terms of prevent health care, they are doing better in terms of annual physical. They are higher than the general population. So as you can see, 87 versus 71 in age 50 to 59, and 94% versus 83 in age 60 and over. Flu shots also doing better than the general population. It's about double in age 50 to 59. And colon cancer screening, there's not much difference in terms of this. For mammogram, the general population is doing better, it's like 95% versus 86 in age 50 and 59. For the age 60 is higher, 95 versus 89. For the cervical cancer screening, again, the general population is doing much better than this population. So this just give you a summary that I just say. For the health and risk behavior, when we compare the physical activity, so this is those people who did not meet the recommendation amount of physical activity, which means 120 minutes moderate PA. So 83% of age 50-59 for people with IDD, they do not meet physical activity a recommendation, and the population is 74%. For the age of 60, even higher, it's like 89% versus 69%. Again, this is another health risk behavior issue, is the fruit and vegetable intake. So what we're saying is less than 10% of people consume five serving or more a day of vegetable and fruit for this population in age 50 and 59. So age 60, not much better, about 89% did not meet this recommendation. But, the general population is not doing well either, but still it's much lower. Usually smoking and alcohol is not an issue for this population, as you can tell, you can see it's, they are very much lower. And alcohol is very much lower too. Okay, so what we learn from here is really they're doing better on the alcohol and smoking, but however, they are not doing well in physical activity and fruit and vegetable intake. So what we learn from here, since this is always the limitation on the study at this proxy reported survey, we know it's possible still under report. There's a recall bias and the sample unpresented because the majority are white. So we are trying to increase the minority and the other regions are representative of population here in our study. So, as we can see, there's a lot of, in terms of health chronic chronic health conditions such as heart condition, and they are related to the health behaviors. And that's the big issue for this population, especially physical activity and fruit and vegetable intake. And so I think in the next step is we need to find out what's the best strategy to promote a healthy lifestyle for this population, especially how to promote positive health behavior on dietary habits and physical activities. And we also found out the disparity in terms of cancer screening, mammogram, and also the pap smear screening for women. So really it's unneeded, especially maybe the lack of knowledge. Some study already show they have really little knowledge in terms of cancer screening on women, especially when they live with family members. So that's kind of take home message. So that's my presentation here, and you can hold down the questions at the end. Thank you.